And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Colston, I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, there's so many ways to listen. You can download the app from the App Store or Play Store, Guardian Talk Radio. You can go to your computer, you can go to www.guardiantalkradio.com and you can click the live stream button. You can even go to your radio, whether that's in the car or at home if you still have a radio, and just go to 96.9. So there's lots of ways to access us. We're always really happy when you're here on Wednesday evening because we always think it's a fun, interesting conversation and you get to learn about Bahamian culture. We are here tonight speaking with Kendra Forup, who's a visual artist who's just had a show at Turn Gallery, which is the newest gallery in Nassau. It's out on Mahogany Hill, which is in the Island House complex. It's a separate, it's not in the hotel, it's a separate building, but it's, you've got to go through that little gate thing by the restaurant, Mahogany House, and the cinema, etc. And the show was called Inherited Values, and that was a show between Kendra Forup and Amina Major, who were both really making work talking about, again, inherited values, right? Our inherited traditions, straw making, Mortimer's Candy Kitchen, again, like the traditional ways of building, and that's all addressed. And the show opened during the pandemic, so that was interesting. And so we are, of course, doing a lot of online programming. Kendra's doing a talk tomorrow night. You can sign up for that by going to the gallery website at Turn Gallery on Instagram. Kendra, what was it like for you? I mean, you did speak briefly about that you had a health scare last year. Pandemic been like, I mean, as a person who's got a comorbidity or whatever it's called these days, or like, you know, how was the pandemic for you? And did you use it as a way to just drill down and make more work? Or
Yes. So in 2019, I discovered that I had breast cancer, fought it, and I won.
Yay! Woo!
Yes, right? My mom passed away of breast cancer. And so I was really scared. I thought, okay, this is it. This is it for me. But I won. Pandemic came along right after my big fight. When the pandemic came along, I teach at a university. So we went everywhere and we're on a line. The city was in lockdown. And I thought, what the heck? I really want to work. You know, now I have the energy. I really want to work. So what I did was I took everything I could fit in the back of my truck from my studio to my house. So that I could work from home. And then I decided, as a printmaker, I thought, you know, how am I going to print? So what I did was I developed a small printing press. I'm sorry? I modified a version of something. And so I have this little wooden printing press that I'm proud of. And for months, I buckled down. I thought the pandemic was, it was a great opportunity to really buckle down and work. So for months I was printing on this small little printing press. And so when.
That's cool though. It's cool that you just were like.
Yeah. Now how am I going to make my art, you know, without the tools and bells and whistles that I have at my studio. And so I started to be inventive and even beyond the printing press. I started to make paper in my backyard.
Wow.
Yes. Made lots and lots of paper in my backyard. Got my printing brass going. Started casting in my backyard. My home studio and trashed my patio. Anyway, and so when...
So you're not getting your deposit back.
No, I'm not getting... My husband just had to put his foot down with that. When we talked about doing a workshop at Turn, again, Lauren is passionate about art and very open to ideas. One of the things that we will be doing tomorrow, Friday and Saturday is hosting a workshop where each person that comes to the Friday event will get a take-home Kendra-made printing press.
That's so cool.
A kit, actually. So you can go home and literally print. So I'll be doing some demos at that event and also a workshop so that some of the students from University of the Bahamas and from the local art community can come in and have an experience
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. So yeah, this is the closing vernissage, which is on Saturday night. It's from 5 to 6 at Turn Gallery. It's $100 for members of Island House and $150 for non-members. And the ticket includes a take-home assemblage kit, as Kendra referred to. So you take home your own little printing press. You can make your own artwork. There's also going to be wine tasting. There's going to be a demonstration of her work from Kendra. So it's going to be very nice. And we've got the talks about that. That's so cool. I think it's so amazing that you did that. So like everyone else was backyard farming, you were backyard art making.
Yes.
It's like the rest
exactly
of us,
what I was doing.
the rest of us were thinking how to grow food, and you're like, no, I just need to make art.
No, I just need to work. I just want to work, please.
And what about the work that you made? Is that work that, again, like, are you going to exhibit that? Is that work that you're happy with? Is it work that is still experimental and it's like taking you to like the next, how was the work that you made?
Some of it I've shown, some of it I've, through another art venue in the Bahamas.
You can mention that, that's okay.
Okay, through Contemporary Anne, through Natasha Pfeiffer.
Here at the Canvas, we support all the art spaces.
Awesome, and that's incredible. Love it. And so some of it I've sold. They were smaller works, and it's nice. What COVID did also was change the scale. Yeah. I work very large, and so it changed my scale of working to very small in a manageable mm-hmm. space, and I actually like that. So a lot of my work now is smaller. It also mutated into what we see now at the Turn Gallery, where there's variation in some of the materials. Mm-hmm. There's a slight shift in materials. There's a slight shift in aesthetics in terms of what I've shown at the Turn Gallery, and so it felt like growth.
Yeah.
In the moment, some of it you're like, oh, this is awful. This is just awful. But it's growth, and that as an artist I look forward to more than anything.
No, definitely. And I think it's great that you sort of said that, because I think a lot of artists, they find what they're good at and they just kind of stick with it. And I'm always really impressed with artists that keep trying to push themselves. And sometimes, and sometimes it won't work. Sometimes you'll make something and be like, eh, but you know what? It will actually push you somewhere that the next step is really interesting.
Exactly.
And so I think that experimentation and to have that space to experiment is great and interesting too. So I think that's good. No, Contemporary Art Bahamas. Listen, we just had a meeting with all the galleries. We're all going to collaborate. The whole, what I love about this community, and I think the art world in general, is that, we're all here for the same thing. We all want to support the artists. Like, we all want to create platforms. Yeah. There's a way that we can all work together,
It is a small community.
Yeah, be complementary of each other's practices. And so I think that's great. But also, like, talking about scale, I think it's interesting too, because I think it allows, I think, art collecting, specifically here in the Bahamas, it's seen everywhere as an elite thing, but it doesn't have to be. And again, I always tell young collectors, I'm like, buy editions, you can get beautiful editions that are like, not expensive. So I think even to think about making things small scale is good too, because, especially here, we have to cultivate that next generation.
Exactly.
We grew up without a lot of art galleries. We grew up without a National Art Institution. The oldest person in the Bahamas that grew up with a National Art Gallery is 18 years old. And that person might want to start, buying art. And if we start to think about, like, how can we cultivate young collectors, scale is important too. And it doesn't mean the works are bad or the works, but, you can make things that are affordable. And then that person will grow up and grow into a collector or a patron or a museum worker or an artist. And that's a way that we're kind of also, nurturing our community, right?
Yeah, and myself, I have through trade and whatever, by whatever means necessary, I have amassed a great collection of Bahamian and non-Bahamian art. But unfortunately, they're so big that you really don't have the wall space to display and live with them. I collect them because I love them, and so I'm finding that, there's this size, beyond 32 inches and smaller. Is realistic for putting on a wall.
Well, I think there's museum art and there's like a domestic art.
Right. Exactly.
And I think it's great that museums and galleries exist and allow artists to have these big visions. And some people have houses that big, but again, I think it's also great for an audience to be able to bring things into their home and to live with art. because it does sort of make life better, you know. So what's next for you? You said you were teaching at a university now. I know you were talking at some point about maybe setting up a studio back home too. Are you going to be like coming and going, or can we have more Kendra Farrop and Bahamian soil?
Yes, you can. I'm getting there. I'm that close. So I have this wonderful space. I have this farmhouse where I do. I'm a farmer, a licensed farmer, by the way. I have this farmhouse and a space where I can have a studio. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that I'm going to be back home and set up a foundry.
Fantastic!
Yeah, it's small scale and large scale, right? Yeah. Bronze, aluminum, and small precious metals. So I want to set up a foundry so that I can do workshops and
Like then local jewelers can make things. That will actually open up the orange economy for us to have a foundry. Yes. So there is a foundry in Abaco, but again, just with the shipping and everything, that was not always so easy. That foundry, the Johnston Foundry, did a lot of the like the Sir Milo Butler bust in Wasson Square, and you know, the Ronnie Butler statue in UB, and I think they probably did the Lyndon Pindling statue at LPIA too.
Oh, nice.
But again, I think it's great. That's amazing that you're going to have a foundry here, because again, that would be like good for local jewelers and your own work. That's exciting. And the farm. I'm going to come. Backyard farming and backyard art making.
I want to take you there. This was something that my mom left behind, and I treasure it because it is a part of my memory, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an amazing space. It's the next thing on my bucket list. Great. That's how close it is.
Oh, good.
So okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm also looking forward to see what art comes out of it, because recently you have been making a lot of things out of like organic, you know, I don't know what are the things in Bahamar? They have the installation with the bronze casting. It looks like a flower, but it's.
So they're the tops of the coconuts. They're the coconut crowns.
Right. Okay.
When you have a coconut, it's what connects the coconut to the tree. It's that small flower, and those are cast bronze. Coconut crown. So
I love them. And then in the NAGP and the NE9, you had that beautiful sculpture with the coconut, with the other part of the banana tree, with
banana
the
blossoms. Yeah.
Yep. And there's one actually on my favorite artwork, and I shouldn't have favorite artworks. That's like having favorite children. The artwork in the turn, which I love. I love the banana with the and the bronze. I just beautiful. So it's. I'll be interested to see how being on the farm and having a studio there expands into your practice, because it seems like you're as interested, like before it seemed to be like a lot of objects, like utilitarian objects, and now it seems like you're focusing a lot on like nourishing objects.
Yes, huge part of my memory. This property is Crown Land. It was a part of our survival. You know, it was when they gave Crown Land so that they could experiment on pothole farming. So that was a huge, huge part of my upbringing and childhood. My mom had this property. It's been over 50 years. She left it behind. And so that's a big part of my memory. And I'm ready to go back there and live it.
Fantastic. God, that's going to be so exciting. It's going to be exciting to have you back home. Then we can have more shows and, again, more artwork. So, tomorrow night, we're going to have so you will be talking tomorrow night. So for the audience, the show is technically closed, the show at Turn Gallery, but there's two things you can participate in. There's an artist talk tomorrow night, which is online. That's called Material and Methods, and that is a talk with Kendra. You can sign up for that. It's 8 o'clock, Thursday, February the 11th. Sign up using the, either go to the website, turngallery.com, or go to the Instagram page, which is at Turn Gallery, and click the link on bio, sign up for the talk. And hear more from Kendra about her practice and the show. And then, of course, on Saturday night, there is the closing vernissage, or the finissage, which is a wine tasting, a demonstration by Kendra, and then you get your take-home assemblage kit. I can't wait. I'm going to be like, listen, I'm going to be making art in my backyard. And so, that's $100 for members of Island House and $150 for non-members. So you're coming home then. You're like, you're in Florida now, but you get any day now.
Tomorrow.
Have you had your COVID test?
I had my COVID test, and I had my vaccine.
Oh, you had the vaccine?
Yeah, I had the second shot yesterday.
Oh, wow. Which one did you get being in the States?
Moderna.
Okay. Okay. So you're like, man, you got like a visa to go anywhere in the world now. You're like...
I'm still cautious.
as you should be, but still, that's exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And how long are you going to be home for?
I can't say. It may incriminate me.
Okay, all right. Okay, good. So... we're going to keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
Kendra, and again, that means we can hug you because you had your test and you had the vaccine. So
I have had the vaccine.
Yeah, come to the gallery on Saturday night, and that's on Mahogany Hill. Mahogany Hill is at the Lifer Key roundabout. If you turn up the hill, that's Mahogany Hill, and at the top you see the entrance to Island House or Mahogany Restaurant, and you go in there, and Turn Gallery is just after the entrance gate. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to see you, Kendra. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, no, it's great. I can't wait to see you in person. I'm excited for that. And thank you to everybody who was listening tonight. Again, if you missed part of the show, you can always go to our website, www.nagb.org.bs. Go to the Learn menu, scroll down to Public Programs, and there you will find our Vimeo talks, our, you know, all the different media that we put out, but you will find a link for Blank Canvas. And if you click on the Blank Canvas link, you'll see all of the archive shows. And the archive goes back like several years. So that's kind of an interesting archive. You see little pictures of everyone who's been on the show, and you can send it to your friends. You can listen to it again. And then, of course, I always encourage people to see what's happening on our calendar. The NAGB is open again. The sculpture park has been open. The art park has already been open for several months. There is a self-guided tour. You go to the shop, you click on a little QR code, and there's free Wi-Fi in our art park. So you can, with your free Wi-Fi, listen to the artist talking about the work. You can listen to a playlist of the artist. Each artist picked a piece of music to look at their art to. That's something you can do with your family. It's outside. It's like super safe. The art park right now is looking beautiful. All the native plants are all blossoming and green. So if you've been cooped up inside a long time, that's a good thing. But again, the museum is open and we have activities coming up there too. So we have live painting in the gallery with Alan Wallace and Angelica Wallace Whitfield. We have the Pulse show. We also have the Medicine and Memory show. Curated by Natalie Willis, which is a look at public health in the Bahamas over the last couple of centuries through artworks from the National Collection and from the D'Aguila Art Foundation. So there's really a ton going on at the NAGB. So you should go to our calendar, check it out, and of course, be part of your art community. And not just the NAGB, not just Turn Gallery, you know, the current Dungalik, Contemporary Art Bahamas, there's so much going on, and we really encourage you to participate in our art team because it's really fantastic and a lot of fun. And if you want to come out on Saturday night to Turn Gallery, you will meet Kendra. So yay! And Jody, who just came back again. You'll meet all of us. So do that. Ladies, again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you
very much.
And we'll see you on Saturday. And thank you to the listeners who've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. You've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening and have a great night.